Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What a great word, isn't it? It's going to be a fantastic day. There are all kinds of good signs, including the weather drying out for many of us here in the east. That's good news. Maybe we got to blow a little harder toward the west so we get some rain out there. Or somebody's got to be creative enough to do something intelligent like run a pipeline. Oh, what an idea. Can you imagine? Oh, I'm a genius. Run water from the states that have it to the states that don't. Gee whiz. And how about some desalinization? We should just, Jennifer, pound on that every day. Jennifer Warren's here from California. Victoria Keelan is here from New Jersey. Jay is having her husband get COVID, so that's kind of a kick in the pants. I'm here. I don't have anything. Just me. Here we are on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. The Fed has reflected on what's going on in the economy. Ladies, what do you think? Their top policymakers saying that they will ease supports for markets in November if the economy progresses. So what does it mean, supporting the markets? I think it means that they keep the interest rate low, right? So if things are better, then they jack up the interest rate. Is that pretty much the translation here?
Yeah, I think also their investment rates too, right? Or how they invest, I think, is also...
What they do with the money. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, maybe they should send more to Wuhan. Send some U.S.
That worked
money.
So well, right.
Yeah, all right, it worked out very well. Did you see that the scientists, there's a story today in the, actually it's on the China News Service, if you can believe that, but also was I'm looking at a picture of the laboratory itself. The Guardian has an overview of what the Wuhan and U.S. science community was planning to do to release what they described as enhanced airborne coronavirus particles into the Chinese bat population so they could inoculate them against diseases that could jump to humans. How about that? Huh. It started in 2018. The documents that have been released show that 18 months before the COVID cases appeared, researchers submitted plans to release skin-penetrating nanoparticles and aerosols containing this protein of bat coronavirus into caves where bats were in China. They also planned to create what they call chimeric viruses, which are genetically enhanced to infect humans more easily.
I mean, that's what the theory that's, you know, it's divided, but that's what some scientists say is exactly what COVID is, that it's an enhanced virus. So people say, oh, well, it came from bats. Well, technically, yes, but it was manipulated.
It was engineered
in the
years
lab
before it got to bats.
And then engineered. Well, before 2018, they did find that those miners who all died of that mysterious pneumonia-like lung disease, they were all working in the bat caves. And so that's where they, I think, got the idea that there was something going on with the bats that was aerosolized. I mean, the bats weren't biting these miners. And so they all died of pneumonia. There was a whole group of them. It was like 40 of them. And then they went to where the mines were, where the lab, and then got samples, brought them back to that lab in Wuhan. So it's a chicken and egg kind of thing, but I think the end result is still the same, right?
And they got
the end result
on,
is,
this,
yeah.
This is on purpose. They did this, whether they want to admit to having done it on purpose to affect humans at that time, they were advancing work on a protein that was bad for humans. That's what I read in between the lines and in the actual introduction to the study, they had specific cleavage in mind for these. They were that nuanced in it. So they would inject, or this stuff would be, it didn't even had to be injected, apparently. And why were we involved? Why was the U.S.?
So we could fund it.
Oh, yeah, okay, good.
You know.
$14 million. Boy, are we in. What's. So meanwhile, the local state rep here, a lady that I like very much and very friendly with, her name is Maria Robinson, was told yesterday that she was going to be hired by the administration to be the assistant director of the Office of Energy, and specifically her role will be in finding new ways to produce electricity. There have been a rumor or two around, I remember talking to her about a month or so ago, that she was going to get this job. This is supposedly an independent agency, regulates the transmission of all of our natural resources, gas, electricity, energy in general. So she's the assistant secretary in charge of electricity delivery and energy reliability. Who knew it got that nuanced? She will be confirmed at this, an office, this important job. She has to be confirmed by the Senate. And she has to go to Washington. She has a family, fairly young kids here. I tried to get her to run for mayor early on, probably three or four of us did. She's very smart and a good, solid person. It's nice to have it. She says she's grateful, and you can imagine that. It's a pretty good paying job. I'm just looking at all of the other nuances. But what it brings to me is it's sort of in taking apart this and understanding how many different departments there are in departments. So she's the Undersecretary of Energy for Energy and Environment. She's working in that department. So there's the secretary of whatever it is, and then there's the undersecretary of something else, and then under that there's another secretary that does something that, and then there's a staff under there.
Undersecretary is pretty powerful, though. That's a pretty powerful position, so good for her.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say she's probably in her mid to late 30s. That's what her job was before she became a state rep. She's been the state rep since my pal Chris Walsh died in May of 2018. She's in charge of the Clean Energy Caucus in the House of Representatives here. But I think the reason I bring it up is because there is bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy. And you just wonder how deep it goes. In charge of energy policy and the transformation to net zero impact on the climate. And I know she's one of the people that she did her Girl Scout, Silver Award. When she was in Girl Scouts, she did a project on energy that won an award, and she has a master's degree in energy environment from the University of Tulsa. So that's something those sorts of jobs affect people's lives, don't they? In a sense, deciding or coming up with environmental, we all know how conscious.
Yeah.
There are lots of people that are very conscious about this. And I'm sorry that she's not going to be here because she's a good rep. And then you get back around to, okay, who's next in line who can do a good job as she has done. The new statue commemorating the abolition of slavery unveiled in Richmond yesterday, a couple of weeks after a monument of General Lee was removed. I thought we decided that General Lee wasn't such a bad guy and he was going to stay.
They took him down.
I didn't hear anybody say that.
Well, Robert E. Lee, I guess it depends on degrees. National Cemetery is on his farm. And you look at the top of the hill and you see that sort of large mansion, which is sort of the headquarters. That was his home.
And after the war was over, what a lot of people don't talk about is that he did a lot of work to try to reunite. I mean,
yes, he did.
I know it seems laughable because he was on the other side, but I mean, after it was over, he was kind of integral in bringing the country back together, and I think even doing stuff for people of color, which I know seems strange, but anyway, everybody's not all black and white. Everybody's not all bad and good.
No, and under the circumstances, though, this is part of the lack of education. As people, as Victoria sort of reflected there, there's more negative about him than there is positive about him. Yeah, he was the leader of the Confederacy in terms of the army is concerned, and certainly did a lot of damage. But the other side of it is, unlike many of the other people that were the focus, if you will, of the Southern attitude, I'm not sure that he ever really had
well,
that.
What's funny
he own
is that
slaves?
He was,
I don't even know if he
well,
owned slaves.
Well, what's really funny is that he believed slavery to be an evil institution, yet he said he also saw the benefit to blacks being held in slavery. He also got a ton of people freed and got individual slaves free and led and got their emancipation. Yet, I mean, so again, it's a lot of back and forth, right? I mean, there is still his role in the Civil War, obviously. There's still what the South was fighting for in a lot of cases. And then you have these other like stories of him saying, well, yeah, but I also freed a lot of slaves. I also did a lot of these different things. Slavery's evil. So, you know, it just depends. You have to kind of look into his life and see what you can find.
Well, I think you're right without it being facetious. It's not all black and white. A lot of gray areas.
That was not meant to be facetious.
No, I understand that. Yeah. No, I didn't take it that way. But I do think that there are a lot of things that happen that we don't dig into. And we just kind of, there's a superficial covering of things. 18 after the hour. This is the Thursday DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June?
Right? So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours.
Trending time, now 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug Jen and Victoria. And some, I don't know if you consider this to be gossip, but there certainly is a lot of stuff on social media about this family, the Laundry family. I find an interesting name. So I want to bring ourselves up to date on that. Plus, some things that are connected to the television set you have in your home right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, ladies, you want to continue your conversation about what the laundries are doing, the laundry list, if you will, the kind of place that they came from? I thought
the death of Gabby Petito and then the search for Brian Laundry is probably the best way to put it. That is, if you haven't heard, Gabby Petito is the 22-year-old whose body was found in Grand Teton National Park. And Brian Laundry is her fiance, who is now either on the run or dead. He's missing, and people are searching for him. They're searching in this swamp area that's 75% underwater. They've got underwater dive teams now. I don't know if they have some evidence that maybe he's not alive. It seems like it's shifted back and forth over the last couple of days. But this is interesting. There was a report that one of the neighbors of the Laundry family, they live in Northport, Florida, that when Brian returned from the trip, and remember, he came back alone, didn't say anything to Gabby's parents, nothing, until they realized that she was missing. They packed up what they called an attached camper, and they went on a long weekend camping trip. Come on. Come on.
Who goes camping when, you know, you should be working
when
with Gabby's family? And then,
right.
Yeah, and then you, if your own son is now missing, you go camping? I don't know.
Well, no, they took the son with them. They all went camping when he got back.
Oh, so he's been seen.
Yeah, no, because he's been back. They were back for like a month. And so the way it kind of, when they came back from their trip, Brian Laundry went back to his parents' house, didn't say anything about why he came back alone, didn't even contact Gabby's parents. And then finally, Gabby's parents are like, well, we can't find her. We can't talk to her. She hasn't been answering her phone. So they realized that he is back home in Florida, and they panic. And that's when they filed the missing persons report. He never did. He never did anything, just came home. And the neighbors said that he was doing normal life. He was mowing his lawn. They were working on, like, the car in the front yard. He was doing all kinds of just normal stuff. Then, that weekend that he got back from that trip, the neighbors say that he packed up with his parents this attached camper, and they went camping. And this is where the this is where the scrutiny of the FBI in Florida comes to play again, because the FBI in Florida already has a bad rep for how they didn't get the tips for Parkland, the school shooting, and all of this stuff. Apparently, they kind of blew it. They let him go. They didn't give him a tail, and it's unclear whether he ever came back from that camping trip, where he is now. Nobody knows, and was it necessary?
There are 400 reports of over 400 indigenous women who went missing over the last decade in that same place where Gabby Patino was dispatched. It's kind of an interesting thing to delve into a little bit more when we have the time, which we don't have now because it's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Karma Automotive and the Las Vegas Raiders announced that Karma has been named the official luxury car of the Las Vegas Raiders and Allegiant Stadium. In addition to Karma's presence at Allegiant Stadium and the event sponsorship opportunities, the luxury electric vehicle producer will create the Karma Auto Lounge adjacent to the owner's suite on the club level. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or any adult age who are at high risk. The FDA said it approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered at least 6 months after receiving their first 2 shots. Republican Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a crucial opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday as bipartisan talks break down with no outcome. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California claimed Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down, saying his demands were too high. The remains of a hunter who disappeared 53 years ago in the wilds of Idaho were discovered by another hunter on Friday. 39-year-old Raymond Jones was last seen on September 7, 1968, while bow hunting mountain goats near the East Fork of Hayden Creek. That's near the city of Salmon. His remains were found on September 17, 2021, by another man who is bow hunting the same type of mountain goat. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violent situation. When he's refusing officers entry, that's going to heighten the officer's concern for the possible victim inside. It could be injured or in need of help. So yes, we can enter the residence, and we do not need a search warrant to go in to check on somebody's safety. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament, and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month. George Gascon has made it clear that he's an advocate for the criminals. His motto is, if you commit a crime, don't worry about serving time. He lets them go. And to be quite honest with you, Adam Silver and the NBA aren't much better. You know, the NBA should stand for notorious beatings and abuses, because attacks on a police officer's domestic violence, they don't care either. And people need to be held accountable for this. You just can't go around hurting police officers and not be held accountable. It's wrong.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Yes to the day, and you'll be off a good solid ground. Say yes. Don't say no. Say yes. This is the DJV program. Are you listening? The answer is
what?
Ladies.
Huh? What?
There's supposed to be a yes there somewhere. I'm
oh,
Doug
yeah,
Steffen. That's Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay is out until all the things with COVID and her family get straightened out, as can be expected. Okay, let me just finish the conversation we had. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the situation with the Laundry family and Gabby Petito. I keep saying Petino. I mentioned this, I don't know if this is a discovery. Where did this information come from, Victoria, where this 400 indigenous women have gone missing in the same place where Gabby Petito 466 apparently reported missing in this area of Wyoming. Where did that come from? The state of Wyoming? Where did that come
from? It did. Yeah, it came from the state. It was the result of an 18-month study by the state's Division of Victim Services, and it found that only 18% of indigenous women were ever reported missing, who were reported missing, only 18% of them ever got any newspaper media coverage at all. And this is sort of like, because Gabby Petito has become, a national story, And in the same area of Wyoming, 466 women, most of the time, they found in, like, I don't know, 60% of the time, they were only mentioned after they were found dead. That's the only time they got any media coverage. And so, you know, the Division of Victim Services, there's a woman named Carol Boyle Chambers, who's the director there, and she said that this has, you know, sort of been a good thing, in a sense, with the Gabby Petito stuff, because it's bringing to light the lack of media coverage of all these other women who have gone missing or been killed.
Okay.
In the same area.
Okay. What is this, the Bermuda Triangle or something? Why are all these people?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question.
I think it's one to look into, but certainly there are thousands of people that go missing or that get involved.
Last year was 90,000.
Yeah, I mean, there are thousands of people that go missing.
Yep.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we pay attention to this one, and because she's a pretty blonde white woman. I mean, there are people
Everyone
of color
goes, oh,
who
what
go.
What a shame! She's so beautiful, so young.
Well, there are plenty of ugly white people that go missing every day, and there are plenty of people of color who go missing every day.
And they're not all over People Magazine every day.
But I will say, just to give us all a little benefit of the doubt, because I do think yes, that's why the media has picked up on this one and not others. And it's really funny. My partner in the morning show was actually first on this, brought this up before Don Lemon and Joy Reid, who both brought this up this week. He was on this last week. He's like, the only reason we're talking about this girl is because she's pretty and white. And he's like, when he was a reporter, because he was a regular straight news reporter in Connecticut,
Lemon.
And my partner.
Oh, your partner. Okay.
On the morning show.
Yep.
Who brought
this
up. You wouldn't think this would be his jam, but it was. And so I said, well, why do you say that? And he was a straight news reporter for 10 years, I think, in Connecticut, and then he moved to Dallas and was doing news in both places. And he said he would get people coming up to him on the street saying, hey, my daughter, my mother, somebody's missing. Can you please help? Can you please help spread the word? And he would go to his news director and give him the information, and the news director would say, nope, we can't do it. Moving on. So I think this is very common for the news media to only focus on the ones that they think are going to be desirable. But to give ourselves a break in this story, there are so many interesting facets of this story. Like, he came back. We know the parents could be involved. I mean, it feels very much, and I don't mean to sound sick or not attached to this, but this is the kind of story with the twists and turns that someone would watch on television unfold.
Absolutely.
Right?
This
movie.
Is a true crime.
Yeah.
Not Hallmark. This is way too dark. But yeah, this is going to be a true crime podcast. This is probably going to end up being, you know, some sort of made-for-TV movie. And yeah, and that there are a lot of really interesting twists and turns to it. But it is a shame, though, that, you know, in the same area, I think if it wasn't in the same area where these other women had gone missing, I think it wouldn't, I don't know that it would be becoming such a story right now, but this is definitely spreading around social media that these 466 indigenous women got no attention in the media. I mean, I've seen this numerous times over the last week or so. And so it's picking up steam, which the woman who's the director of victim services said that this is actually good because the conversation is heading in the right direction. People are saying, well, why aren't we talking about these other women? You know, these black and brown women who got no attention. Why aren't we talking about that?
I don't know what the heck's going on in this area.
Well, that's another thing.
Where all these people go missing. Right. What's going on there?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of wide open spaces, so it's a convenient place for people.
I'll bet there's a lot of bears there, and I'm not being facetious about that either. This is an area where there are tons of bears, and people. I know a fella who used to work with me who would go out to this area of Wyoming every year on a bear hunt and bring a friend with him who was a state police officer. And about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, this friend of mine had to come back. He left the guy there, and he was by himself. And they would stay in tents and stuff. And the state police officer was never heard from again.
Brian Laundrie did?
Apparently. he knew that the guy was missing, and he went back because he thought he knew the bear. And he shot the bear. He found the bear and shot the bear.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Okay.
In this area. Yeah, it's just the way people think. 40 minutes after the hour, 20 before the new hour. Let's take a gander at some of the medical news, especially COVID stuff. I see the Mormons are telling their members to be aware of the new rule, wear a mask when you're in the temple. They've been strong in this. Starwell, who's part of this program in terms of DJV Health, is his practice. His clinic is in Salt Lake City, and I know that he and his wife are very anti-vax and wearing masks and stuff. But they're not Mormons anymore. So maybe.
Well, the Mormons are. Yeah, apparently the Mormons sent out a message saying that they are urging their church members to be vaccinated and to protect themselves and others from the spread of the disease. They also said that wanting their members to be vaccinated has precedent because they said they shared similar messages in 1900 about smallpox and again in 1957 about polio. So they said basically they want everybody to do everything that they can to get vaccinated. And then their quote was so that, you know, you can protect yourself and others so the work of the Lord on both sides of the veil can move forward. I mean, that's kind of like the message that I feel like everybody needs to send, right? Like, do everything you can to protect yourself.
Right.
And if you don't want to get a vaccine, then make sure you're social distanced, you're always masked up when you're around people. Like, that also counts as doing everything you can to protect yourself. We're just not seeing that. We're seeing people who are not vaccinated, who just don't want to wear a mask, they don't social distance, they go out into crowded bars and crowded areas, and they just don't care. That's a huge problem.
It is. Now, here's another problem, whether or not you're freaked out by this. I tell you, it disturbs me a little bit to see the comparative now of the effectiveness of Moderna versus Pfizer, and Moderna went big time. Moderna is much more protective in the months after the immunization, thus the interest in people like me, both of us, Victoria, have had Pfizer.
Yeah.
And now, what do you think about all of the hoopla? It was the first one that was pretty much available, and so we all got it as we could, but I'm a little perplexed by this, although everybody says, no, don't worry about it, it'll be fine.
You're fine. You've got your booster of Pfizer. You're fine. You're back up to the numbers originally Pfizer had, which was better than Moderna. Moderna has more staying power, but, you know, as Pfizer people, we're fine. And now the next thing that Moderna's working on is the combination of the flu shot and a COVID vaccine, which will be probably ready for next year's, you know, flu season. That might be something that I would be interested in getting then. If COVID is still around, which we know it's not going anywhere, but if it's still having this level of, you know, of effect on people, whether you're in the hospital or just at home and really sick, you know, Chris Rock apparently is really sick. Now, he had J&J, and all the breakthrough cases that I know have all been J&J.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The J&J people, now they say that the second dose it boosts them back way up, too. So maybe everyone, that's going to be the next step for J&J people. Because I know a lot of them have just been feeling left out in the dark. Like, well, what do we do? Pfizer is working on the booster. Moderna's working on their booster. But there was no real news from J&J.
Yeah. I think that tells you something about J&J.
Well, it's a horrible company, right? I mean, we've all known that. It's a horrible, duplicitous company, and it's been that way for decades. So I'm not surprised that their vaccine is also not the best one of the three options.
So what is going to be the vaccine that will be determined to be safe and effective for children is the question, one of the questions. I see a lot of stuff here today.
Well, I think Pfizer's the only one approved for that right now, right?
Yeah. Well, they also are the only ones approved for people over the age of 65 in terms of the booster. And it's my understanding that that's supposed to be available now, isn't it, for pretty much everybody
not
over the
yet.
Age of 65?
Over 65, yes, but not for
so anybody
everybody else,
over 65 can go to whoever their provider is and get a shot right now, right?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about pregnant women? I see a lot of focus on that. Getting the vaccine apparently passes the antibodies on to newborns, which would seem to be desirable.
Right, because some newborns have died from COVID, mm-hmm. And the mothers as well, which is horrible. But, yeah, that was approved months ago, actually, that it was deemed safe in pregnant women. And so a few pregnant women that I know got it. Your daughter-in-law got it. She's pregnant with your grandson.
Yep.
So, yeah, and so everything seems to be fine with the pregnancy thing. That was
a big
concern in the beginning, but
the stats, the Pfizer vaccine has an effectiveness rate of 88, 89%. compared to Moderna's 96%. That's to put those numbers into perspective. Apparently, there's also a study or a focus, although the doctors, like Ken Kronos, will tell you there's no credible evidence that COVID vaccines cause impotence.
No, not the vaccine. COVID itself.
Itself.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of data that I've been seeing with COVID and erectile dysfunction. Sometimes it's only temporary in men, and other times it's part of the long, you know, we talk about the long COVID. And right. So it's part of the long COVID, and they said that 11% of men hospitalized with COVID had severe testicular pain. And the reason for that, I didn't know this, but apparently the testicles are not part of the immune system. And so it's essentially a place where COVID literally goes to hide. And so that's one of the issues why it's causing erectile dysfunction, because you need oxygen and blood flow, and that's what COVID does. It causes blood vessels to shrink, and if you're not getting oxygen downtown, then nothing's going uptown. Right? To me, this is just I'm happy my man got the vaccine, because this is another reason.
It feels convenient,
men,
though, that all the stories about infertility and this stuff with Nicki Minaj, and now there's a story out that says, well, if you don't get it, you'll get it. I don't know.
Well, Nicki Minaj, that has been totally debunked. I mean, I know that she claimed that her cousin in Trinidad or wherever got the vaccine and then his testicles swelled up. The minister of health down there had to actually issue a statement saying they haven't had a single case of that, and that, you know, my editorializing, he probably has an STD and doesn't want his girlfriend or wife to know, and is blaming it on the vaccine. Because that's what it sounds like.
And look, everybody's got the, oh, my cousin's friend stories. You know,
right.
I'm not, like, defending that at all. But the way that she got jumped by people who are normally fans of hers, I thought was really ridiculous. Like, Joy Reid and Don Lemon. I mean, it's really funny how, like, the division of our time last year was all about race and about uplifting people of color. And now that seems to be gone. And it's all about the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And those people who question and those people who don't. And so now it doesn't matter if you're black, if you're unvaccinated, now you're still in that lower class of people, even determined by people of color like Don Lemon and Joy Reid, who sit on television all day.
But I think the danger, though, is that Nicki Minaj has such a huge black following. And
and she's telling them to check with their doctor. She didn't tell people not to get the vaccine.
Right, but the problem is that with black men in America, they have been incredibly, and we've seen this with a lot of the pro athletes, they've been incredibly anti-vax, because there is a rumor that's been going around throughout the community for months that it will make you sterile. And so as soon as she says that her cousin's testicles are swollen, that just lends more evidence, quote unquote evidence, to them. Oh, well, see, I can't get it. But the truth is, if you don't get it and you get COVID naturally, that's where you can really run into infertility issues and erectile dysfunction. So I don't know. I just think that it's I understand why there was a backlash against her saying that, because if she was white, I don't think anyone would have paid attention. But it's been difficult to get the black community to sign up for vaccines as it is. So I understand that.
There's a story that's out today about his polling with black voters, and he's dropped 5 percentage points since he mandated the vaccine, and his disapproval rating went up 7 points since he mandated the vaccine with black voters particularly. I think
because there's a lack of education and outreach. I just think that there should be a much, much better job.
Or maybe there's just a tamping down of people who ask a question, you know, answer the question instead of just throwing them into the closet, basically.
Into the closet you go. Well, we've managed to dispatch lots of conversation and information in this last half hour, 10 before the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor.
doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Say yes to it being 53 past the hour. Yeah, we got that. 53 after Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Doug with Jennifer. No, well, actually, Jennifer's not doing this. Victoria is. And I wanted to, before we get into the Apple thing, while you were gone on vacay, there was a series in the Wall Street Journal focusing on Facebook and the negative effects that it has on users. Did you see that? By any chance?
I heard about it, yeah. So Facebook is suing them now.
Right. But it's probably true.
Of course. I have nothing nice to say about Facebook, so sure, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I think it is. Well, I think it is. You know, the Wall Street
Journal
says...
Yeah, it was about a lack of transparency and, yeah. And all the... Yeah, it's... I'm sure it's probably all very true.
Yeah. Okay, Tech Talk, focusing now on Apple's next generation operating system. What's the scoop here?
Yep, so iOS 15 is now available for download, and it introduces some new features for FaceTime calls, new notifications experiences, and added privacy features, along with a complete redesign for Safari, weather, and maps. And there's actually some really cool stuff in here. So Safari gets a completely new design. Controls are now easier to reach with one hand. There's a new compact tab bar that floats at the bottom of the screen, so you can actually swipe easily between tabs. Plus, you can also use your thumb instead of having to grab your index finger, you know, to go to the top of the screen on your iPhone. You can now use your thumb at the bottom to pull up the address bar to go searching. So that makes it a lot easier. The Maps app now offers a new 3D view in cities with significantly enhanced details. It shows buildings, pedestrian crosswalks, bike lanes, everything. It's a really interesting, the way they've done it, it's almost like you're in a video game. It's really cool. There's a new city driving experience that has added road details, improved transit features, and it has favorite lines, notifications to disembark, and this is all linked to transit. And then it also has augmented reality walking directions, so it actually, when you're in a foreign city, it helps you figure out where you're going better. iOS 15 brings voice isolation and spatial audio to FaceTime calls, so now it actually makes it sound like the voices sound that, as if they're coming from where the person is located on the screen. So that kind of helps if you're on a Zoom call situation, if you're on FaceTime and you have multiple people, you'll actually be able to hear the voices not just coming through one speaker, but coming from where they're situated on your screen, which is really cool. FaceTime also now supports portrait mode and offers a new grid view to see more faces at the same time. SharePlay is a new feature that allows users to share media together in sync during a FaceTime call. And here's the coolest thing with iOS 15, users can also send a link to schedule a FaceTime call with Android users and Windows devices. So you no longer need to have an Apple device or have FaceTime in order to join in on a FaceTime call. It makes it a lot more like Zoom and a lot more efficient. The Wallet app is another thing that got a big upgrade with this new update. It has new key types that you can hold in your wallet, like offices, hotel room keys, your home, things like that. They're going to be adding the driver's license feature or state ID in the Wallet app, because that's coming soon. And then the Photos app features a major update to Memories with new design and interactive interface. And then iOS 15 is also compatible with the iPhone 6S or later. And so it means that it runs on all devices that are able to run iOS 14. And so you can download it right now. And again, there's more security stuff in there, which is really, really great.
All right. Up in a moment, Amazon in the focus right after this.
You will solve the great mystery.
Streaming only on Peacock.
This is Robert Langdon. The suspect called him.
I teach symbology. He wants me to locate an ancient portal buried within the Capitol.
From the author of Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
It's your dad. The people who took him want me to find a piece of a very old puzzle.
And executive producers Ron Howard and Brian Grazer.
We have to finish this or my dad is dead.
Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Streaming now with new episodes every Thursday. Only on Peacock.
All right, so Victoria, what's the scoop, the latest from Amazon?
Well, if you are in a tizzy about what to get the devoted Billie Eilish fan in your family for the upcoming holidays, Amazon may have solved.
I haven't thought about that for weeks.
I know you have. And so Amazon may have solved your problem, assuming that you don't mind dropping $230 on them. The Billie Eilish limited edition Echo Studio is available for pre-order now. It features Billie's face on the side of Amazon's highest end Echo speaker, which is called the Studio. And so it's the image from her brand new album, Happy Than Ever. So it's her face, and it's wrapped in the whole speaker is wrapped in the sort of tan colored shirt that she's wearing. Looks really cool. $30 more than the original one, the original Studio, but you also do get 6 months of Amazon Music bundled in with it. So
we'll
have to see if they're going to do other celebrities next.
All right, thank you. 59, Pat.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living, you're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.